The federal government sent out its first enhanced child tax credit payment in March of this year as part of the American Rescue Plan. The program increased child tax credits for 65 million U.S. children and delivered payments in the form of monthly direct deposits to parents or caregivers. Sharon Parrott, president of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says more than 90% of children in the U.S. received the credits.
The child tax credit obviously is coming in the form of basic income, and it's coming in the form of cash, and it gets deposited into people's bank accounts. And that allows families to use those dollars for what their families need.
Before the pandemic, millions of families did not qualify for a child tax credit. The regulations required people to earn more than a certain amount of money each year, and then when the check did come, it was in a lump sum annual payment. Galen Burrows is the senior policy counsel for the Leaders Conference on Civil and Human Rights. She says even though the idea of a child tax credit is to offset the costs of having children, the previous version filtered out those who needed it the most.
27 million children, including roughly half of Black children and Latino children, and half of children in rural communities, received less than the full credit or no credit at all because their parents' incomes were too low. Prior to the expansion, we gave the least help to children who needed it the most.
The rescue plan got rid of the income limits and then almost doubled the support payments. And then instead of an annual check, they switched to monthly direct deposits, says Parrott.
We know that families are using it for all the things we would think they would use it for. Rent, food, education, utilities. Those kinds of very basic monthly expenses.
Galen Burrows says we should be wary of the idea that people won't work hard if you give them a handout. Data from the child credit tax found almost all people receiving the money continued to look for work.
Those stereotypes have been woven into a false narrative that some folks have weaponized over the years to limit eligibility for programs like the child tax credit.
Whitney Kimball, co-director of natural programs at the Center of World Strategies, says the credit in the form of direct deposits provides dignity to people who are looking for support.
And it is some sort of acknowledgement of the dignity of workers and individuals and families, and that kind of freedom to make those decisions based on the needs of your family, I think is a really important piece of the puzzle.
Projections say if it doesn't get canceled, the enhanced child credit tax program could be enough to lift 4 million children out of poverty, a more than 40% reduction within 1 year. There's no hard deadline, but according to experts, in order for people to get their monthly child tax payment credits on January 15th, Senate will need to make a decision on President Biden's Build Back Better bill as soon as possible. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.